If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the crossroads of America, in the heartland, comes the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through ConservativeNationRadio.org. From behind the silver CNR microphone of freedom comes the voice of reason for this, the first hour of the show. And now, here is the infidel, Robert Garding. Beginning of my work week, when I started looking for articles to talk about on this show, I found one from a place called The Last Resistance that, though satirical in nature on the title, shows that nothing can be left out when it comes to what these politicians in the White House are willing to do to get their agendas passed. The article was titled, "Judge Orders 14-Year-Old Child Ground into Hamburger." My first reaction on this was to utter the famous word, huh? I had to read it, and here is what it said. Okay, not literally, but I can't read this story and not think of the dark and morose song and video by Pink Floyd, "We Don't Need No Education." In the video, children are being marched through a factory line until they fall into a meat grinder. And meanwhile, the chorus goes, says, "We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone. Hey, teachers, leave them kids alone." In the song, the issue is teachers who have their own problems at home, who take it out on students by humiliating them and beating them. Now the gist of the story. In this case, the issue involves teachers and administrators who not only suspended a child named Jared Markham for violating non-existent rules, but called the police in to get him arrested. This happened in Virginia, to let you know. A $500 fine and up to a year in jail, that's the penalty that Jared could face, now that a judge has allowed the prosecution to move forward with its obstructing an officer charge against him. The Logan County Police Department initially claimed that the, at the time, 8th grade Logan Middle School student was arrested for disturbing the education process, obstructing an officer, and Ladiri says the officers went as far as threatening to charge Jared with making terrorist threats. And yes, my friends, you heard me right on that one. Obstructing an officer because he refused to remove a t-shirt. Yes, that's what the story was all about. This is the subject that even makes the title of this one not so far-fetched now, doesn't it? The article goes on. Are police now empowered to tell people what they can wear? The charge is obviously just a license for judges to hammer on people for not being compliant enough. It is no more than a criminal law version of the non-rule that got Jared suspended in the first place. Jared was obviously confused. He thought he lived in a country known commonly as America, where the government acknowledged the right to bear arms and the freedom of speech. He has discovered now that he lives in a dystopian perversion of that country. It is arguable that a school could suspend a student, though again, they should have rules, not make them up on the spot. But getting the police involved to invent charges so they can lock a kid away in jail for a year is just evil. There is no possible justification for it. And yet, it was me that added the yet. Now you can think that this is just something that was made up, right? Wrong. The Logan County we are talking about here is Logan County in West Virginia, and the T-shirt was an NRA T-shirt. And this actually happened there. Just for the hell of it, I have something for you. If you are as upset over this stupidity as I am, there are some numbers to call and protest this for the young man. The Logan Police Department, Chief of Police David White, 304-752-6535. Logan County School District, Superintendent of Schools, Wilma Zygmunt, 304-792-2060. And the Prosecuting Attorney, Sabrina Deskins, AMIC, 304-792-8670. I've provided all the numbers for you. All you have to do is call. Do it for the future of the United States of America as a constitutional republic. Do it for our youth. Good afternoon and welcome to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through the Conservative Nation Radio Network at conservativenationradio.org on this, the 22nd day of June, 2013. It's the longest day of the year. The number to call on to talk on the show is 718-305-7176. Hello, Lady Michelle. Call in and join me, the infidel, in the discussion today and now on with the show. I was going to put a bumper music there, but I forgot to stick it in there. I guess the rule now is if you are an impressionable kid who doesn't know the law, we are going to teach you the version of it that we want you to know and not the version that is actually the law, right? We do still live in America, don't we? This is something, my friends, that though it started out with a ludicrous title, it delved into a subject just as ludicrous, didn't it? This boy's rights were trampled on, and to make it worse, he was made to feel like he was the one that was wrong here. Why didn't anyone stand up and say, wait, this is wrong? Where were the adults here? Obviously, there were none. Where were the police? What, you know, and what were the police thinking by doing this? It's really hard saying. Where were the parents? I didn't see anything in the article about them. My bumper music that I was going to play there was called Get Over It, and I was going to play it for a purpose, which I didn't get it in there. But if we do not start standing up for our rights, we might as well get over it because they will be gone. They are disappearing daily. I guess this whole thing comes down to the fact that the high government can make things up, and so can we. The law is now just a tool to be used to make people do what is not right or what someone feels is right, and if we resist, we go to jail. I just looked outside, and there was nobody at my door yet. I have a lot of people ask me, what difference does it make? Why make such a big deal out of someone being taught a lesson? Well, here it is. Here's the deal, folks. If we are allowed to do this kind of thing, to teach a lesson, shouldn't the lesson taught be about something, be about an existing law or the truth or just something, or and not just something that someone else says is a law because it happens to offend them or because someone decides the truth is what they believe and not what is actually the truth? If it is because someone was offended, then we might as well get rid of all laws and then walk on eggshells, because anything we do can then be interpreted as being against the law. If we can think what is said will offend or rattles our judgment. And I hope none of you think I'm kidding, because I'm not. Look at the article, which was in the International Business Times on Sunday, June 16th, 2013 at 9:07 a.m. at www.ibtimes.com. We're playing with fire here. If we allow things like this to continue to happen without them being fought in some way, remember the old saying by Edmund Burke when he said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Are we going to be the good men and women who do nothing, or are we going to stand up against evil and the tyranny that is pervading this country and do our best to stop it? If we are, then we need to, then we have to aim for the top, because it is, it, this whole thing is permeated all the way to the White House. I know I am going to do my best to stop it, starting with letting everyone who hears my voice know what is wrong. Laws are there for a reason, people, and the reason is not to preserve their little feelings from being hurt or offended. We need to stop being so pansy-ass, sorry about that, but when it comes to this, because if we do not, it will get worse. You allow something wrong to become right. A worse wrong is just around the corner. Stop playing in the giggle weeds and realize this is a fact of life. This is what our politicians are doing to us. And sadly, if we, the people that have allowed it to continue on so long now, continue to allow this, then we have a real problem brewing in our country. And this is just something that is really has to be looked at. Because if we don't, things are going to get worse. We have politicians now saying things that, and they'll say things in such a way that we know they think they're right, but we all know they're wrong. And they're lying to us every time they turn around. And nobody says anything. Why? That just blows me away. I just have never understood the idea of somebody telling a lie and nobody standing up and saying, no, wait a minute here. That's wrong. What in the heck are you guys talking about? That's, you're lying to us. We have to stop allowing this to happen. It just has to, we just have to.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to welcome Inside Tennessee with Dave Vance to our lineup on Mondays now. But even if you're not from the volunteer state, the issues that affect Tennesseans are spreading out all over America. Dave Vance brings his veterans' insight and some of the most informed guests to Inside Tennessee every Monday. So make sure to check him out. Brought to you by the Tennessee Action Council. Inside Tennessee, Mondays at 7 Central Eastern, 6 Central on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And last week was the first time that show was on, and it was a good show. We have to keep trying to do the things that are right, and that is where we stand today.
But now more than ever, it just seems so Orwellian around here. You know, 1984, and, you know, before this 1984, terms like leading from behind meant following. And like the other day, the White House testifying before Congress, bragging that they used the least untruthful statement. Now, where I come from, that's called a lie. Yes, officials lied and government spied, and in Benghazi, government lied and Americans died. But finally around here, those scandals are being revealed. Finally, you know, people are waking up to what's going on, and these scandals are coming at us so fast and furious. And it kind of reminds me of a comedy routine that my friends at my really, really good friends at Saturday Night Live. You know, they should think of me as a friend. You know, for a while there, I was providing more job security for the Tina Fey's of the world and doing more for those employment numbers than Obama's ever done. But what SNL does is they have this skit where they do this fake newscast, and they read some completely absurd news report, and then they finish it with an incredulous, "Really?" Well, as in, our government spied on every single one of your phone calls, but it couldn't find two pot-smoking deadbeat Bostonians with a hotline to Terrorist Central in Chechnya. Really? And it built apparatus to sneak into all of the good guys' communications, but whoops-a-daisy, it missed the Fort Hood mass murder of our own troops, despite this Islamic terrorist declaring his ideology in numerous army counseling sessions and on his own business cards. But whoops, no red flags there. Whoops-a-daisy, really?
Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811, PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
You are listening to The Infidel, Robert Garding, with the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through conservativenationradio.org. The call lines are open at 718-305-7176, and after a few announcements, we will be back. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
That clip that I played just before my break here was at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference where Sarah Palin spoke and again was the catalyst that brought people to their feet cheering and applauding. She is one who brings out the best in most of us and the worst in others. Why? Because she tells it like it is. Traditional Americans love her, and liberals hate her because she is telling everyone things that the likes of Obama and Reid and Pelosi do not want everyone to know. And that is the truth. Like her or not, folks, she has our best interests and America's best interests at heart, something our president does not have. The only interest he has at heart is to be able to do things like arrest 14-year-olds for not wearing the right shirts or anything else he deems to be against his agenda. And yes, my friends, I have more audio clips from the speech of hers as she was on fire and hadn't had the audience feeling it too.
But friends, we're gathered today in a city that is awash in scandal. In other words, it's just another Saturday afternoon in D.C. But to me, this one feels different. The scandal, I mean. Something more is going on than your garden variety, government corruption, or even illegality. As the left would say, this is shaping up to be a teachable moment. What's going on says something fundamental about our relationship to our government. And for the perfect teacher in this teaching moment, we need no look no further than one Becky Gerritsen. Now, Becky's a wife and a mother. She's a mama grizzly. And she's living in small town USA, Wetumpka, Alabama. And before last week, you probably had never heard of her. But Becky came to Washington recently to do something really that no American should ever have to do, and that was to beg for her rights. Becky came to Washington not as a victim, though, but as a victor, as a warrior. Wetumpka, home of the Indians, though, so what do you expect, Washington? And she was there. This lady had been singled out for her political beliefs. She's a Tea Partier. But she came to Washington not to apologize, but to evangelize. Becky had been treated by her government as an uppity yokel, a dangerous hick who needed to be brought down in an avalanche of red tape. But Becky came to Washington not as a subject, but as a citizen. She made her case better than I ever could have. Part of what she said to Congress, she said, where I come from, quote, we are patriotic Americans. We peacefully assemble. We petition our governments. We exercise our right to free speech. And we don't understand why our government tried to stop us. She went on to say, I am not here today as a serf, she said. I am not begging my lords for mercy. I am a born free American woman, a wife, a mother, a citizen. And I'm telling my government that you have forgotten your place.
That is so exactly true. I had added this clip because of several things she said here. This Becky that she was talking about didn't go to Washington as a victim, which anything that we have going on with when it comes to the liberal left, if it has anything to do with anybody, they're a victim. Well, there is the big difference between the right and the left is that we're not victims. We're Americans. And she also went there to teach our government is not there for the common man, and she was not afraid to do it. This is something that we Americans have to realize and stop being so pansied about. America has to be fought for. Freedoms have to be fought for. Neither are free. Both are worth the effort, don't you think so? Americans for decades have sat back and lived the good life that America alone could give. We took that for granted, it seems, and now we have elected officials that whose only a purpose for being there is to take our freedoms away in the name of decency. Thankfully, we have people out there who know what is going on and are trying to stop it. But we also see the other side of their fear, in their fear of these people, people like Sarah Palin. And we watch as the left and their media trashes these people who are actually fighting to save this nation, and watch as they and us are being called everything from traitors to terrorists. But, you know, before an adoring crowd of religious conservatives, Sarah Palin mocked recent scandals swirling around the Obama administration, performing her own version of Saturday Night Live parody. And she hit everything right on the head. She was great. She said things in a good way and in a way that we all have to listen to. The Faith and Freedom Coalition was founded in 2009 by Ralph Reed as a way to join together Tea Party activists and religious conservatives. The theme of the three-day conference was Road to Majority and featured a lineup of conservatives from Senator Marco Rubio to Grover G. Norquist to Herman Cain. Palin criticized Obama's leadership, including his foreign policy efforts, and argued that the United States should not intervene in Syria, but instead let Allah sort it all out. "Where's our commander-in-chief?" she said. We're talking now more new interventions. I say, we know what we're doing. Until we have a commander-in-chief who knows what he's doing, well, let's let these radical Islamic countries who aren't even respecting basic human rights, where both sides are slaughtering each other as they scream over an arbitrary red line, Allah Akbar, I say, until we have someone who knows what they are doing, I say, let Allah sort it all out. And she got a great laugh out of the crowd with that one. I could have gone on forever with quips and trashing of Washington, D.C., and playing more of these things that Sarah Palin was saying. If I had a three-hour show, I probably could. She was really great at this. And she knew, you know, she has the way to say things that the people just seem to really love. But it also shows us exactly where the left stands too, because they hate her. They want her out of the picture. And that's right where the whole thing stands right now. She comes out and says her things every once in a while. And this week we've had all kinds of things from Ted Cruz with him talking about different things that were going on. I have another clip here, but that one's from Ted Cruz, and I will get to that one after a while. He's been pretty much on fire with what's going on here in this nation, too. But we have to start watching what's going on and making sure that this nation stays a safe haven for people who want their freedoms and who came here for their freedoms. And yes, we still have legal immigrants coming in. Everyone that's coming into this country are not illegals. And this, I try and stay away from this whole thing about illegals, because this whole gang of eight thing that is driving me nuts, wanting to make all these people citizens. My question on this is why? Their only reason, 90% of them, the only reason why they come over here is to be able to work for a higher wage for a week or so and then go back home and live off of that money for several months. They don't want to be citizens. They just want to come here and get our money so they can make money for their families. And that is all there is to that one. And this whole thing with John McCain wanting to open up the borders to let these guys in, and the Gang of Eight wanting to let them in, it's ridiculous, people. And we have to stop thinking the way that they are and thinking that this is right or this nation's going to go down the tubes really damn fast. And that's one of the things that just has to be said here. We cannot keep doing this kind of thing, or this nation is going to disappear really dang fast. And that's just the way it is.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio, one word, .org, and click on the LifeLock banner.
It's easy to take your world for granted.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong, the lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
FeedThePig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
An op coalition has lined up to support the National Security Agency amid news that the NSA has been secretly collecting phone records from Verizon and a more recent report that the agency is directly accessing the systems of Google, Facebook, Apple, and other large internet companies through its PRISM program. We now have a black ops type thing that is using 9/11 to take down the Fourth Amendment. It seems that the left is going through our Constitution to see just if there was anything they can get rid of. The thing they are thinking here is if they can get rid of just one, the rest will follow. They tried to go after the Second Amendment, which is still an ongoing thing, and then they worked on the First Amendment too. The third was under attack at one point, and now the fourth. When will it end? I can tell you that. It will end when we destroy them or they succeed. There is no other options here. From TRNS News, which is a talk radio news service, comes this one, Black Ops, using 9/11 to take down the Fourth Amendment. It was in watchdog.org. In late 2007 and 8, after Congress provided new legal powers, including an immunity law supported by Barack Obama, the National Security Agency obtained cooperation of Microsoft and Yahoo in providing access to their servers, according to Washington Post. Since the beginning of 2009, the so-called PRISM program expanded to include Google, Facebook, YouTube, Skype, and others, so that Obama is now presiding over a data collection and data mining project that critics call the fulfillment of a total information awareness program. But the genesis of this Black Ops program, funded off the Defense Department's books, goes back much farther. Here's a chronology gathered from the watchdog.org reports and other media outlets. And it started in 2001 in February, shortly after the Bush administration took office. Dick Cheney personally sought the participation of Quest Communications in an NSA program under which the company was asked to hand over its customers' private phone records. Quest refused to do so after finding out that the NSA had no warrant from the FISA, which is a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, court, or any other legal authority to obtain such records. Although the Bush administration claimed that they only launched its so-called terrorist surveillance program after the 9/11 attacks, this shows that the 9/11 attacks were only a pretext for a program of police state surveillance that starts months before. It goes on to 2002. There's a bunch of things in 2002 with AT&T technician Mark Klein, when he learned of secret rooms being constructed at two AT&T switching facilities in San Francisco. It goes out to 2003. In July, Senator Jay Rockefeller, a senior Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, was so alarmed by a secret White House briefing on the NSA program that he sent a private letter to Cheney expressing his concerns over the surveillance program, saying it reminded him of Poindexter's TIA program. Neither Cheney nor anyone else ever answered Rockefeller's letter. In 2004, there was a bunch of things there. 2005, a bunch of things. In one of them in December, where the New York Times exposed the Bush administration's surveillance and eavesdropping on U.S. citizens without a court order. All of these things happened under Bush, and then we get into Obama. Now, during the Bush administration, during this whole thing, there was a bunch of things that were said. There were a bunch of things that were brought up in the media that really kind of brought this thing into the open. But in 2008, in July, then-Senator Obama reversed his previous stance and votes for the FISA Amendments Act of 2008, which gave retroactive immunity to telecommunications companies, which had handed over customer records and data to the NSA. 2009, there were several things. Starting in January, federal courts started dismissing civil courts that had been brought against telecommunications companies, citing their immunity under the 2008 law. In April of 2009, the Obama administration moved to have another civil suit thrown out of court on the grounds that any litigation over the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping would require a government to disclose state secrets. Obama administration invoked state secrets over the subsequent cases to defend the NSA surveillance program and fought for broad immunity for telecommunications providers. In 2012, in April, New York Times reports that the NSA is still engaged in intercepting purely domestic communications. And then 2013, everything just really exploded. And it goes on through Edward Snowden's whistleblowing and Watchdog.org's Eric Boehm noted that Snowden, a 29-year-old with GED who worked for defense contractor Booz Allen Hamilton, had top-secret security clearance and allowed him access to secure data right from the source. This whole thing is really insane. We have people in our government that are telling us we can't do something, and then they turn around and do it. They'll say that we can do it, and then they turn around and say we can't. It's and the chat room it says just because Bush broke the law is not an excuse for Obama to break the law. Well, that is exactly true. Yeah, what we have to start doing is getting people into office who will follow the law and do the things that need to be done to keep them, keep our country safe and keep the things in our country the way they should be. It's the things that are going on are totally insane, people. We have our representatives telling us lies. They're bald-faced lies. And they continue by talking like they're telling us the God's truth and that we should never not believe them. It drives me nuts. We have to try to keep going and doing the things that we have been doing, because if we don't, this nation is on the road down the tubes. We are nowhere near the great nation that we used to be, although we're still, you know, we're still a great nation. But we are the laughing stock of the world right at the moment because of the policies that our government has in place. And our government has policies in place right now that would rather help our enemies than not. And that's another thing. I had this audio from Ted Cruz talking exactly about that, which is coming up. And we have to start realizing what is going on, what is happening with this nation, and what our politicians are doing to us. And that's just... Okay, we have here our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dosage of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Boy, I must have washed my tongue last night because I'm saying things that just really just make no sense.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
You are listening to The Infidel Robert Gardening with the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio through conservativenationradio.org. The call lines are open at 718-305-7176. And after a few announcements, we will be right back.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
We could also see the factions of the opposition use our weapons to turn on each other and see Assad triumph in the chaos. It is far from clear we can even get the weapons to the so-called good rebels, even if we could figure out who they were. President Obama has just announced another $300 million in humanitarian aid for Syria, but only about half of the aid already pledged has been delivered. The other half hasn't because of logistical issues and the challenges of keeping these resources out of the hands of bad actors. How on earth can we expect to deliver guns if we can't even get MREs into the country? Regardless, let me suggest a simple rule. Don't give weapons to people who hate us. Don't give weapons to people who want to kill us. U.S. foreign policy should be directed at one central purpose: protecting the vital national security interest of the United States.
Yes, I told you I was going to play that clip from Ted Cruz. And he said something there that it seems like everybody is completely ignoring here. We need to stop trying to give weapons to people who could use them against us because they hate us. We need to stop trying to give weapons to areas where they are full of people who want to kill us. If we can't even get medical stuff into that area without problems, what makes anybody in our government think they can get guns in there without them going to the wrong people? This is the crux of where our government is not looking out for the people. And they're not looking out for this country either. All they want to do is spend money, do the things they're not supposed to do, help who they think they need to help, to hell with what it does to this country. And I'm talking about both sides of the aisle here. We've got people who are on the Republican side, John McCain, Lindsey Graham. They're nobody's conservative, that is for damn sure. But they want to do these things that will hurt this nation. And the one thing that really blows me away about this thing is that it's just like John McCain. He's down on a freaking border state. Why is he against things that will help this country and for things that won't help it? This whole thing with the Gang of Eight that he is so for right now. He wants, essentially, the Gang of Eight is a program that the government wants to put in place to help illegals. It's not to stop the border. It's not to clear our border. And it's not to close our borders, because there were amendments to this bill that they are trying to push now that would have made it so that these 2,000 extra border agents, which, by the way, will probably be doing nothing more than sitting down there, twiddling their thumbs and taking money for the jobs that they are given, because they're not going to be allowed to do anything down there. One of the amendments that was turned down by Harry Reid and and everybody else in our government up there was one that said that with these 2,000 new border agents, that they would also have to have a 90% increase on stopping people from coming in and arresting people who have gotten here. Harry Reid turned that down. And a lot of the Republicans did too. And here's where we have to start looking at what's going on. Because if they're going to turn down something like that, which would have made this bill a stronger bill, why are we believing them that they are going to continue to try to close that border? They don't want that border closed. It's an open invitation to people to come in here and vote for the Democrats. And if this Gang of Eight bill passes, the Democrats are going to be put in charge because they will have a whole new base of voters, and the Republicans will be set in a spot where they will never get out of. They will always be the minority party. And that's exactly what is going on here. Illegal immigrants, and I don't like calling them immigrants because they're not. Illegal invaders into this country are going to be nothing more than Democrat voters. And this whole thing where they're saying they won't get green cards until the border agents are in place, until the E-Verify laws are in place, all these other things are in place. In place means nothing. All these things are doing is replacing a law that's already there. It was voted in 1986 and again in 2006. We've got the laws. If we would enforce the damn things, they would work. But that is one of the things that our Democrat friends in our government constantly do. They sit there and they tell us that things don't work, so they have to be fixed. And if they have to be fixed, new laws have to be put in place. What the heck makes us think that if they're not enforcing the laws that are already there, what makes us think that they're going to enforce new laws that do the same thing? They ain't gonna. They're not gonna. That's just the way it is, folks. Why do we need new laws to take the place of old laws that are already there, that already do the same things that are there, that these new laws are supposed to do? If they're going to pass new laws to do the same thing that old laws that are not being enforced, we'd be stupid to think that they're going to enforce them. They're not. Hell, they haven't enforced any of the laws that are there already anyway. And if we don't stop and start asking ourselves these questions, people, things are going to go really wrong in this nation. And that's just the way it is. The central figure in the IRS scandal now that's going on, other than Obama himself, is the head of the Exempt Organizations Division, Lois Lerner. She invoked her Fifth Amendment rights, one amendment that the Democrats will not go after, if it is only for their use, that is. And she invoked it against self-incrimination to avoid testifying on the matter. And Congress wimped out and let her get away with this, despite some early talk that she had already waived her rights by depositing a self-serving speech at the White House or at the House before she scurried away to some undisclosed place. She arrogantly refused to resign her post, which essentially she should have been stripped of, and has been enjoying paid administrative leave, which means she is on the at the expense of us taxpayers. We're still paying for her. And it's been revealed, too, that she retains her access to the IRS computer systems and has been using it during her exile. Before she became embroiled in the IRS campaign of voter suppression against conservative groups, Lerner worked for the FEC, where she was involved in alleged abuses of power against the Republican challenger to Democrat Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois. And I dare you, Libs, to look for a Republican that has gotten away with this, because you will have to look long and hard for that. Durbin went on to call for the IRS investigation of Obama's political opponents. And lo and behold, it happened. Again, I dare you, Libs, to look for a Republican who has done the same as Durbin did and got what he wanted. Again, you will have to look long and hard to find just one. Voices from the left, notably Representative Elijah Cummings, have already been declaring the IRS scandal is solved, even though it is nothing but ongoing, and they are urging America to just move on. We don't really need to be discussing this anymore. And just like Sarah Palin said, really? Do these liberal unrepresentatives really believe that the American people are so doped up and dumb as to believe this? In an answer, yes, they do. And we have allowed them to get this idea because for a long time we have sat silent and allowed it to ferment and develop. And of course, the media happily complied and did just that. This is a familiar pattern to students of every Obama scandal, from Operation Fast and Furious to Benghazi. None of them were ever solved, yet every one of them have been declared solved. We're not supposed to talk about them until the investigations are finished, so they sit in the media fridge until the administration's mouthpieces declare them to be old news and not worth talking about anymore because they happened such a long time ago. So what difference does it make now? Each of these quotes were from Obama, Holder, and Clinton, remember? This is how the Democrat Party of today works. They will push something on to something else, saying that it is being investigated, usually by the agency that has the most to lose if an investigation goes against them. And then after a while, it is declared solved or not worth looking into anymore because it happened so long ago that it is safe to say, what difference does it make now? The worst abuse of power scandal in modern history, obscured by clear-cut documented lies to both the American people and Congress, has not claimed a single scalp or resulted in any high-level reprimands. There have been a few placid retirements of people who suddenly do show up in another position in government, silently, of course, but never with any official concession of wrongdoing. Soon the coast will be clear for Ms. Lois Turner to return to one of those big bucks high-level government seats that can evidently sit vacant for weeks without ill effects while the winds of scandal blow past. And then the seat that was not so important enough to have someone in it for so long will suddenly be filled with Ms. Lois Lerner, back on the government payroll while we, the taxpayers, continue paying through the nose for people that we know do not belong there. So is the IRS scandal over? No, it isn't. Just like Fast and Furious and all the others are not over either. They are going and continuing as I speak until the people wise up and stop electing people who do care, or start electing people who do care and stop electing people who do not care. We have to change what is going on here. You're listening to your humble host, Robert the Proud Infidel, with the New Wise Conservatism radio show on blog on conservativenationradio.org, heard here on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call in and talk on the show is 718-305-7176. We will be right back for the second hour of the show. So stay tuned.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
From the crossroads of America and the heartland, now comes the second hour of the New Wise Conservatism radio show with your host and his voice of reason in an unreasonable world, bringing you the news as it should be told from behind the silver CNR microphone of freedom. And now, on with the show.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years, we're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places. The places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show. Again, you have your humble host, Robert the Infidel, with this hour of the show brought to you by ConservativeNationRadio.org, heard here on Blog Talk Radio. If you wish to call in and join in on the discussion today, call at 718-305-7176. And now on with the second hour of the show. From Minuteman.com, importing jihad, Obama considers bringing Syrian refugees to America. All I could say on this was, oh, brother. He just isn't going to learn that what he wants to do is not good for this nation. Well, the sad part is he knows, he just doesn't care. He is just power hungry, and that's just the way he is, and he's proved this to us every day. More of Obama's immigration war on America. Obama supports the jihadist opposition in Syria, al-Qaeda elements, and he is bringing those savages here. He has turned a blind eye to religious minorities that are being persecuted under Muslim rule, so it will be more Muslim rule. So it will mean even more Muslim immigration. Clearly, jihadist groups linked to al-Qaeda pose a grave security concern. It's another giant middle finger to the American people by the Obama administration, endangering national security. We have suffered the effects of importing whole Muslim communities from jihad regions, i.e. Somalia. Law enforcement officials have reported to Congress on the growing Somali Muslim threat. This will be worse. Mark my words here, folks. We are playing with fire. The growing concern of homegrown spectacular jihad growing problem, authorities fear, is a direct result of the huge influx of whole Muslim communities from jihad areas and nations into the U.S. since 9/11. And the sad part is they are allowed to continue in the ways that they were living when they lived outside the U.S. Right here in America, which in essence puts the enemy intact right here in our country. Does anyone but me see a coming problem here? Is this microphone on? It makes me wonder sometimes. I strongly recommend readers and listeners to contact their representatives and tell them that we simply cannot afford the cost or the risk it involves for all of us. This is the idea of allowing people into our country to live their laws while living in this country and then trying to force their laws on us is nothing but insane. And the thing that really bothers me about this whole thing is that I see it more and more and more all the time. It used to be that you'd see something like this maybe once every 6 months or something like that. Now you see it damn near every week. Something is said every week about something like this. And it's like I had to ask before, is this microphone on? Do you people hear what our government is doing to us? It's crazy that we have to keep hearing our government say things that we know is patently untrue, yet they'll say it like it's the greatest truth since Muhammad. Yeah. And they're still trying to get our guns away from us. They keep talking about how, you know, Michael Bloomingdom of New York City has now got himself a national gun control tour that's supposed to go all around the nation, talking about how we need to get rid of guns and people cannot have guns because it makes this nation unsafe. I have looked at statistics all over the place on this one, and statistics go completely against that. If the United States would just leave everyone alone, let them have their Second Amendment rights, and keep their weapons, we would find out that we'd have a lot of things like that town mall, the shopping mall in Clackamas, Oregon, where a gunman went in there and started an open fire. If it wouldn't have been for somebody who was carrying and confronted him with another gun, who knows how many people could have been killed in that one. There was another one that I talked about about a month or so ago, of some student in a student dorm who had an AR-15 under his bed. He heard his roommate screamed from the basement and then heard footsteps coming up the steps. When the person pushed open his door, he was confronted with the barrel of the AR-15. The man opening the door dropped the gun and ran. If this AR-15 hadn't been in this dorm room, there's a good chance that both the people inside that apartment would have been dead. But because that gun was there and used in the correct way, not one shot was fired. So why can't the American left see this? It's shown all over. Those are just two stories about what happens when a gun is introduced into something where a gun wasn't expected. If we'd have had a teacher at Sandy Hook that had a gun that would have been able to confront that guy who was shooting up that school, it could have ended up much different and much less deadly. But no, that was a gun-free zone. Those are the zones that our criminals look for. That's why Chicago was such a mess last year, because it's a gun-free zone. Nobody is allowed to have guns but the cops, and the cops have a average response time of 11 minutes or more, depending on where they're at. I did a thing on my blog this last week called The Real War on Women, and all it was a video that shows a woman with her children cowering inside of a closet, calling the police, saying that somebody was in her house and they needed to hurry up. Last thing you saw was that closet door opening and somebody with a gun pointing it at them. There's the real war on women, folks. Not the GOP. The amount of stupidity in this nation because of guns and because of our politicians who decide that guns are the evil things, people are not, is nothing short of stupid. We have to start watching out what is going on. We have to keep our eyes open, folks, or this whole nation is going to turn into a Chicago, and we're going to be the deadliest nation that could have ever been conceived, because there is going to be nobody around that's going to be able to save themselves. That's, you know, if we have to wait for the police when seconds count, we might as well just figure we're dead and just go on with it, I guess.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1 margin, even according to numerous polls by the liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is a place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up and find out what's happening and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's traditionalamericanmovement, one word, .com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal free website. This week, President Obama went to Berlin, Germany, and in a funny turn of events, didn't receive quite as warm a reception as he might have expected when he addressed an audience in the city Wednesday, and this was in Berlin. Not sure if you heard about this, but it seems that Obama is sowing the harvest of his presidency now. The speeches of previous American presidents enjoyed a warm, often joyous reception. President Kennedy's Ich bin ein Berliner speech, and I'm pretty sure I didn't pronounce that right because I don't know German, and President Reagan's Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall statement were especially memorable. As far as that goes, our current president's last Berlin appearance was enthusiastically received. Not so much this time. Scandals plaguing the White House are taking their toll. Benghazi, violation of freedom of press, targeting by the IRS, discrimination by the EPA, lavish and frequent vacations, and entry into additional world conflicts are all dragging the president's administration down into the toilet. But the one that has Germans especially steamed is the NSA's collection of emails, internet, internal searches, and telephone metadata. So the demonstrations directed against Obama's began even before his Berlin appearance. prompting NBC reporter F. Chuck Todd, as Rush calls him, to predict a few banners and signs might show up at his speech. They did. The big ones proclaiming, "Yes, we scan, and your privacy ends here." Even Chris Matthews, that idiot from MSNBC, said that Obama's problems had to do with the sun being in his eyes and he couldn't get his usual epic sweep that he usually does. Oh, brother. Some of the signs had references to Stasi, S-T-A-S-I, which was the secret police of the former communist East German state. So because the Germans were being pissed off about all that Obama is doing, this brings me to my next question, which is a serious one, folks. And I will get to that as soon as I do what I need to do here. Let's see here. And I lost the dang thing. Okay, I got to bring this one up here. Okay.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higgin Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Some of the signs that Obama faced in Germany really brings up this whole thing that, you know, how does Obama still have any supporters? And I'm really serious here. How in the hell does President Obama still have any supporters? I'm not using this as a rhetorical device, as an excuse to tie in my commentary, though it would work. I'm really honestly curious about this. How many of the people who voted for a charming and promisingly liberal candidate named Obama in 2008 have anything but contempt and scorn for him in 2013? I mean, has he kept his campaign promises? He has destroyed this nation's standing in the world. He has all but destroyed the economy. And this article that I found, it comes from Clash Daily, written by Patrick Dane. He says, "When I first came up with the idea to write an article asking this question, Edward Snowden had not yet released his nauseating report on the NSA's theft of Americans' private online information. Even before such an evilly unprecedented revelation with the Fast and Furious, AP, IRS, and Benghazi scandals alone, I still couldn't wrap my head around how he had any supporters left. Now, with the knowledge of the NSA's PRISM spy program, my question has shifted to, how is the entire country not baying for his impeachment?" It is impossible to simultaneously support both the 2008 and 2013 Obama, given the irreconcilable difference in which the president claimed to believe then versus what he does now. While it is understandable that as people grow and age, they change their opinions on certain things, Obama hasn't simply adjusted a few esoteric points in his philosophy. Obama has made a macabre metamorphosis into something that a candidate Obama would have mocked and scorned, and his followers would have protested against. Given Obama's harrowing use and support of NSA's Orwellian surveillance program, and his damnation of such programs and actions in his 2008 candidacy, we can determine that 2008 Obama wouldn't support 2013 Obama. The comparison of Nixon's 1972 Watergate to modern American political scandals has been frivolously overused since, so much so that the term ostensibly lost all meaning. I, like many commentators, think that comparing the IRS, AP, Benghazi, or NSA scandals to Watergate isn't appropriate, because the Watergate scandal does not compare in wretchedness to the recent crimes of the Obama administration. Surely, if the wiretapping and the theft of private information of a few people in a Washington, D.C. hotel room is abhorrent, then the theft of millions of citizens' private information on a regular basis is so much worse. So why aren't the people reacting to this the way they did to Nixon's Watergate? I can tell you, unless it really does have to do with being Republican and being Democrat, and that if it is true, then we have a much bigger problem here in America than any of us have previously thought, and we are in real trouble. That being said, here is something that I found on the Blaze Network this week that will not sit well with the Democrats. From Louisiana, Senator Elbert Guillory, who until this week was one of the big plantation, big government Democrats, he changed sides. And this is something that I just absolutely fell in love with when I saw this. In the audio I have here, which is about 3.5 minutes long, is his explanation of why he is now a Republican. He gives great reasons, and a lot of us, like John McCain, have forgotten what the Republican Party should be standing for. Here is the good senator.
Hello. My name is Elbert Lee Guillory, and I'm the senator for the 24th District right here in beautiful Louisiana. Recently, I made what many are referring to as a bold decision to switch my party affiliation to the Republican Party. I wanted to take a moment to explain why I chose to become a Republican, and also to explain why I don't think it was a bold decision at all. It is the right decision, not only for me, but for all my brothers and sisters in the black community. You see, in recent history, the Democrat Party has created the illusion that their agenda and their policies are what's best for black people. Somehow it's been forgotten that the Republican Party was founded in 1854 as an abolitionist movement with one simple creed, that slavery is a violation of the rights of man. Frederick Douglass called Republicans the party of freedom and progress, and the first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, the author of the Emancipation Proclamation. It was Republicans in Congress who authored the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, giving former slaves citizenship, voting rights, and due process of law. The Democrats, on the other hand, were the party of Jim Crow. It was Democrats who defended the rights of slave owners. It was the Republican President Dwight Eisenhower who championed the Civil Rights Act of 1957. But it was the Democrats in the Senate who filibustered the bill. You see, at the heart of liberalism is the idea that only a great and powerful big government can be the benefactor of social justice for all Americans. But the left is only concerned with one thing: control. And they disguise this control as charity. programs such as welfare, food stamps. These programs aren't designed to lift black Americans out of poverty. They were always intended as a mechanism for politicians to control the black community. The idea that blacks, or anyone for that matter, need the government to get ahead in life is despicable. And even more important, this idea is a failure. Our communities are just as poor as they have always been. Our schools continue to fail children. Our prisons are filled with young black men who should be at home, being fathers. Our self-initiative and our self-reliance have been sacrificed in exchange for allegiance to our overseers, who control us by making us dependent on them. Sometimes I wonder if the word freedom is tossed around so frequently in our society that it has become a cliche. The idea of freedom is complex and it's all-encompassing. It's the idea that the economy must remain free of government persuasion. It's the idea that the press must operate without government intrusion. And it's the idea that the emails and phone records of Americans should remain free from government search and seizure. Is the idea that parents must be the decision makers in regards to their children's education, not some government bureaucrat. But most importantly, it is the idea that the individual must be free to pursue his or her own happiness, free from government dependence and free from government control. Because to be truly free is to be reliant on no one other than the author of our destiny. These are the ideas at the core of the Republican Party, and it is why I am a Republican. So, my brothers and sisters of the American community, please join with me today in abandoning the government plantation and the party of disappointment.
You know, one of the things that is constantly being said about the Republican Party is that we are a party of just rich white guys, old rich white guys. I am nowhere near being rich, yet I belong. And Senator Guillory is not white, yet he belongs. Do we still think the old cliche from the left that we are the party of no and the party of war against women and the party of old rich guys? The modern Republican Party is not what the Democrats have painted us to be. And to find out, all you have to do is look. You will see. This last weekend, Glenn Beck and his entourage in Washington, D.C., for a rally, said that things have gotten so bad now in Washington, D.C., that not one cop there was nice to him. And every time before he'd been there, they'd been nice. My question is when did conservatism become such a bad thing in this country where the people in charge of our laws will not look at us in a civil way anymore? One of the things that makes me wonder just where this nation is going now is because we have people like Al Sharpton out there spewing hate and destruction towards us in the Constitution, and he is looked at by the media as the good guy. But we as conservatives who are fighting for this country and our civil rights are looked at by the media and the left as the bad guys and the terrorists and the people who this nation would do well to get rid of. Each time that the government or the police or anyone violates one of the amendments of our Constitution, they are violating one of my civil rights. We have to start thinking of it that way, or it will be too late, my friends. America is dying, and it is because we are not thinking of what is going on in the right way here. We have to start thinking of this as a violation of our civil rights, because that is what it is. We have to have more people who think like Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. We need to have more people like Sarah Palin and others, because the more we have fighting for our side, the better we will be, because the liberals are so good at taking our rights away. If we fight for them in one area, they just move to another area and continue their fight against us. The only way to stop them is to get more and more people in places of power so that we can hit them on as many fronts as the left hits us. It is the only way we are going to win, and America is going to win. We need more media outlets like the Blaze Network. We need more networks like Conservative Nation Radio and Halls of Valhalla. which is another one here on Blog Talk Radio. We need more people like our new host, Doug, and more shows like the ones that CNR puts on the internet air, like this one, Inside Tennessee, Soldiers of Patriots, Women Patriots, and Chris Manti. We need more shows like Political Pistachio on Blog Talk Radio and Halls of Ahayla, and the things that are finally starting to show up. We need to stop being silent when a government official does things like Secretary of State Chuck Hagel did when he told a Taliban joke when on a Q&A with an Indian professor. We have to hold our representatives to a higher level of right like we used to, even though they got away with things too. We need to stop letting them get away with the shit that hurts this nation with nothing happening to them as a consequence. If someone is fired from a position in government because they are doing wrong, we need to stop them from being hired into another part of the government to continue doing what they did to get in trouble in the first place. Now, isn't that the truth?
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Okay.
It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a...
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today, with an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, and thank you for your service.
Okay, let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to the good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio, one word, .org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Going back to what I was talking about, when we have people who are being fired from one position for doing the wrong things, and then just silently being hired on somewhere else so they stay on the government dole, moving people from one department to another just to keep them on the government payroll when they do something wrong, like Obama and his administration does, is just what is wrong here. America having a future as a great nation depends on us stopping this kind of thing. and us refusing to elect or re-elect someone who is actively destroying this nation and her founding documents and laws. No matter what the political party they belong to, if they do not do what is right for this nation and follow the Constitution, then they need to be tossed out of office and never allowed to be to return. And that includes these people that they have under them that do the wrong things, and they're fired for some reason or another. Most of them have been rehired in another position. This just makes no sense at all. At least it doesn't to me. I don't know if it would to you. I know if you're a liberal, it probably does, because it keeps the people that do what you want them to do in a position where they can continue to do that. But we need to stop doing or allowing this to happen when we are seeing people like radio host in Atlanta being fired for making a joke about someone with Lou Gehrig's disease, and then the show's name was Morning Mayhem. That is like me having a show called New Wise Conservatism Radio Show and then only telling everyone things that help in destroying the Constitution is the way to go. It just doesn't work. It wouldn't be conservatism in any other way, and Mayhem goes with the host, says that the host would be talking about anything. We need to stop wearing our feelings on our sleeves, and this is completely out of control, just like our government is now. But a few weeks ago, I did a story about Ted Cruz's rebuttal. That's something that Democrat Jim McDermott of Washington had said. And from the Daily Caller comes this one. Always unfiltered Representative Jim McDermott penned a letter to FBI Director Robert Mueller Wednesday claiming a joint terrorism task force faces of global terrorism ad is racist. Now, if you haven't seen this, it is an ad that was put out that showed faces of terrorists all around the world, had their names and everything. Well, McDermott, a Democrat from Washington State, voiced his deep concern about the ad, which shows mugshots of the international terrorists, and asked the FBI chief to reconsider publishing it. According to McDermott, the ad features 16 photos of wanted terrorists, is not only offensive to Muslims and ethnic minorities, but it encourages racial and religious profiling. Huh? This man is an idiot. If they're known terrorists and their faces are being shown on an advertisement showing that they're terrorists, so what if they're Muslim? What if they were Christian? Would he be as inflamed about it then? I seriously doubt it. McDermott continued, representing terrorists, however, from only one ethnic or religious group, promotes stereotypes and ignores other forms of extremism. Now, I have to stop and ask this question. Most of the terrorists that we have that are really active in the world right now are either Muslim or Islamic, aren't they? You don't see many that claim to be Christians and they're out bombing places and taking down people that don't believe the way they do. No, we don't. McDermott's point is that two of the people on the FBI's 32-person most wanted terrorist list do not have connections to Islam. Well, that just shows that most of the terrorists are Islam, doesn't it? McDermott concluded that the bus ad will likely only serve to exacerbate the disturbing trend of hate crimes against Middle Eastern, South Asian, and Muslim Americans. McDermott, who has represented the Seattle area for 24 years, has a long history of unguarded commentary. In the past, he has argued that victims of targeting by the Internal Revenue Service brought the trouble on themselves, that the government should use gas stamps to lower income Americans, and that the 2009 American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus could be better used to deliver groceries to outer space. The congressman did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Of course he didn't. Now, my idea on this idiocy is if you are doing an ad, especially targeting terrorists, it would be logical to include their names and photos if they are available, wouldn't it? I mean, the idea is to get them known so they can be caught, right? I guess the good idiot representative from Washington thinks differently. Maybe he doesn't want the terrorists caught. Maybe he really wants them to come here and destroy this nation. Maybe Obama isn't doing it fast enough. You know, I said that in kind of in the light of being funny, but it's not funny. We get a congressman like that who will jump on the bandwagon and say that any ad featuring known terrorists, most of which happen to be Muslim or Islams, is racial. Why is showing the truth racial just because it shows the truth? I could never understand that kind of thinking. I could never understand why they are allowed to continue the way they are. I could never understand why people won't stand up and say, now, wait a minute, stop that. The way this nation is going right now, I know there are a lot more conservatives who are learning what it's going to take to stop this leftist trend that we have had going for a long time. And they're finding out the battle is not even close to even beginning yet. Something that we have to realize here. The battle isn't even started yet. Like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher bring you the Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Dependable is hardly enough to describe our two main men and their awesome show. Hey, it wouldn't be conservativenationradio.org without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. An email sent by Michael Hastings, who was the award-winning journalist, just hours before his death, makes one look at his death and accident of his as something being covered up here. Now, his accident, if you haven't heard about this one, his car hit a tree and exploded. First off, cars, unless they are in movies, normally do not explode on impact when they hit something. His did. Have you ever wondered why the movies always show cars exploding when they have an accident? I actually think it is because Hollywood and Washington work hand in hand in a lot of areas, and this is just Hollywood's attempt at making something like Michael Hastings' accident look more normal, unless you really dig in and look at what happened here. Cars, as a general rule, do not explode when they hit something in real life. Cars in the movies always do. In the email that Michael Hastings wrote before his death, he was talking of an article that he was working on, one that the politicians in Washington didn't like being told, and the email mentioned a, quote, big story and a need to go off the radar. Now, I don't know about you, but this whole thing sounds really fishy to me. I mean, think of it. Doesn't this sound like something out of the Soviet Union where someone was getting out of hand and the government ended it for him? Now, I'm not saying that we are there now, but mark my words here, folks, we are at least at the beginnings of it. We are at the doorstep of being another Russia if we do not change our ways here. The demise of our nation is at hand, and the only ones gleefully clapping their hands over this are the Democrats and the moderate Republicans. At least we have people like Ted Cruz on our side fighting to bring the light to the things that our government is doing to our nation, to which I have to say, thank God.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. That's awesome.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay. We here at New Wise Conservatism radio show are constantly trying to figure out just where this nation is being led by our leaders. And the only thing that really ever comes to my mind is that they're leading us in places that the people don't want, but they don't care what the people want. I know that most of the things that are going on right now, like this Gang of Eight thing, they had a petition that has been going around, and I signed it, telling them that they need to stop doing what they're doing. The people don't want it. And when I did it earlier this last week, there was already more than 500,000 people who had signed it. I have no idea what the number is now. But if the people are getting involved in this, I'm sure it is much higher. And even with all of this stuff coming out of the grassroots of America and people telling Congress that they need to stop doing the things that hurt this nation, the leaders continue. They don't care. They continue doing what they want to do because they want to do it. They have their own ideas as to what is good for this nation, even though deep down most of them know that what they're trying to do is wrong and not right, and the people don't want this. And every poll that I have been able to find, I always see some article somewhere in the New York Times or somewhere else that says 90% of the people are for what the president wants. problem with this kind of thing is that this kind of reporting always tells you 90% of the people are for what the president wants. But you tell me, how many times in American history has 90% of the people been for something? How many times in American history has 90% of the people agreed on anything? Hasn't happened often, if it's happened at all. We're lucky to get 70% or even 60% agreeing on something. And when they give us these stats that they do, they never, ever tell us where they get them from. And I've tried to look deep into the store, into the stories to see if I could find where they get this stuff from. I can never find it. But they are the first ones to jump on our carcasses when we try to tell something and we don't hand our sources over. I know I had that problem with my blog when I first started out, because I would find something and I would report it and I'd forget to put down where I got it from. And it was always the liberals who would come to my blog and hit me with this. Where'd you find this? It surely can't be true because you didn't leave a link. And when you do leave a link, it shuts them down. They don't say a thing to you. But they also expect you not to say anything to them when they don't leave a link. The sad part is, 99% of the people on that one don't. We hear the government telling us things without giving a link or telling us where they found this information. Nobody says a word. Nobody does anything. Nobody questions. Nobody stops. It's starting to happen, granted. But we have to continue to help this nation by getting rid of people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama. And my favorite doofus of them all, Biden. It is, to me, amazing the things that go on in this nation that very few people will talk about, especially the mainstream media, if it doesn't help the president. You are listening to the New Wise Conservatism radio show, heard here on Blog Talk Radio with on conservativenationradio.org. The call-in number is 718-305-716. As a final thought today, I found this one on Fox News with Shepard Smith the other day, and I felt it would be a good way to end the show with a little humor. In England, two crooks were convicted of an attempted robbery that happened over a year ago. The problem came in was that the men who attempted this robbery, which started to go bad as soon as it started, was they went in and had masks on so that they wouldn't be identified. Thursday, the perpetrators of this were convicted, and the reason they could be identified, because they both wore bags over their heads to keep their identities from being known, was they wore clear plastic bags over their heads in the attempt. It seems new morons are born every day. Kind of makes you glad, doesn't it, that the morons are more or less trying to stay off our side? We here at Conservative Nation Radio now has a new show every day, has a show every day of the week except for Thursday, and this week saw the premiere of the new show, Tennessee Happenings, on Monday with Dave Vance. And I, earlier I said, I named him Doug, but it's Dave Vance. I am proud to be part of CNR and to have my show heard each week here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you all for listening to us and hope that you come back next week for another dose of reality and truth-telling. And hopefully next week I'll have things a little bit better situated. This week I was kind of in the weeds, so to speak, because I had to do this show in a different place than I normally do. But I do thank you for listening, and I hope that you come back next week to hear Your Infidel behind the silver CNR microphone of freedom as we work to straighten out lies and misrepresentations that now have a constant stream out of Washington, D.C. and the White House. Till next week, my friends, we here at CNR and the New White Conservatism Radio Show wish you all a great week, and I hope I will see you again this coming Saturday, same time, same network, same channel. God bless you all. Good day.
Have a good day.